Did you not like the media when
no,
you
I
were a quarterback?
I liked the media. I did. I liked the media.
Because you
really,
were thought of as standoffish.
Well, standoffish only because I didn't say to the media what they wanted for a soundbite or, you know, I wouldn't say that I necessarily made their job easier, you know. I didn't dislike the press. I felt like I had a good relationship with them. I can't, other than a couple people, do I think that maybe they were unfair or that I didn't really care for, but I liked the media and felt that they always treated me pretty fairly, you know. But you know, I always got at, I would say this, that if I had broadcasted and then came back and played, I would have been better. I would have been a better interview than I was, because then you kind of know. I mean, I've sat in that room in production meetings, and we've got a player. You ask him a question, and he gives you a cliche. You ask him a question, and he gives you another nothing answer. And you know, and you're looking down at your notepad, and you've got nothing written down, and you can't. You know, it doesn't work. You know, you can't write a story with that. You can't say anything during the broadcast with that. And so you realize why some guys are good and why some guys aren't. And it's basically just kind of being honest and telling them something that you just don't hear every day.
And the biggest problem the media had with Troy then was his media day was Monday. And so he'd come out Monday. We'd talk about yesterday's game. But then we'd start to talk. And the only chance to have to get him that week is about this week's game is Monday. And he'd say, well, I haven't really looked at the film yet.
Yeah.
So we didn't the media that didn't like him maybe sometimes didn't make the effort to go back and get him later in the week. But his main deal was Monday after, you know, workouts.
Monday, I was always available on Monday after, always available, you know, my schedule was I was always available after a game, always available Monday. And then I typically was available Wednesday or Thursday at lunch. You know, I'd come in and be available. But the only problem that I had with the media was that it took away from the time, you know, you got not just local media, but then you got ESPN wanting to sit down and do a one-on-one deal for their pregame show, or this group wants to come in and do this. And you try to accommodate them, but there's only so many hours to get in and study what you need to know. And when we install, you know, we installed our offensive game plans in the morning right up until lunch, and so the lunch hour is essentially all I would have to digest the stuff and then be on the field. And so that was the only real nuisance. But beyond that, no, I have great friends in the media that covered me. I don't ever remember having an issue with the media. I will tell you that I never had an issue with anybody who ever called a game of mine. I mean, I didn't even know what they said. Now, I would have a pretty good idea as to what they said during the game based on the questions I would get following the game. But I never went back and watched a broadcast and, hey, you know, what did Madden say about that interception? That was BS or this and that. Whereas now, these guys, you know, with TiVo, you had to know how to work a VCR back when I was playing. Well, now you just hit one button on TiVo and you watch it when you come home or watch it on NFL Network or whatever it is. That these players know what the people in the booth are saying. And I've had guys that have approached me in subsequent weeks that have been upset with maybe something that I've said about them.
Well,
you know? And you have to explain yourself?
You know, I don't really explain myself because
right.
I don't say it unless I believe it, you know. So it's not a hard confrontation for me. If somebody says, hey, I understand you were hard on my tackling, and I say, well, yeah, I was, because, look, it was fourth down. If you make the tackle, the game's over. And instead, you dove at the guy's feet, and he hurdled you, and he got a first down, and you almost lost the game. They drove down the field and blah, blah, blah. I said, I'm just telling you that if I were the quarterback of that team, I would have had you by the neck on the sideline. I mean, that's not the way you play the game. It's not, you know, so, and they know that. I mean, they, you know, a lot of them want to be tough, and then when you tell them, you know, what the deal is, they back off pretty quickly.
What was the situation where, was it Skip Bayless was intimated, or did he say that you were gay in a book?
I didn't read the book, so I'm not sure if it was intimated or stated.
But how do you react to that kind of thing?
Well, not real well, you know. I mean, I'm not so sure Skip's not gay, but you know, I mean, when a guy like that comes out and whether it's intimated or stated, and there's no substance to that claim, and he's doing it, you know, purely
sell a book, right?
Yeah, to gain interest in a book. That's a problem. I will tell you this: I've not physically seen Skip Bayless since that time.
Right,
that was in '95, and I still kind of wonder what I might do to him when I do see.
Really,
him.
You haven't talked to him at all either?
No.
Do you feel that you certainly will say something?
Oh yeah, yeah.
But you don't think it'll get physical, do you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think it was.
Do you think he'll say, "I'm sorry, Mr. Aikman, sir"?
I think he wanted to fight Danny Noonan once.
Who, me?
I mean, no, Skip. Yeah, you too. Yeah.
No, I didn't want to fight Danny.
What's that like, though? Just with you find yourself on TMZ. I go out jogging, and tomorrow it's on TMZ.
Was
it a beating?
Like? No. I mean, it wasn't like
whatever.
Yeah, it's you know, it was a nothing deal. I'm not on TMZ often, so.
But no. You can't go anywhere in Dallas without someone trying to say something. And I know if you're trying to have some family time, that maybe, you know, you don't want to come across as rude to anybody, but you're trying to enjoy yourself. That you can't go anywhere, can you?
Yeah, you know, I can. I you know, people are pretty good.
Do you go to Kroger? Do you go shopping? What do you do?
Yeah, I shop. You know.
Do you take your kid? Okay, 9- and 10-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Are they athletic at all? Are they in basketball leagues?
They are athletic. Yeah, they play basketball, soccer, volleyball, and tennis. They do it all.
So do you get involved in that? And does the coach?
No, I don't coach them. I've helped out a little bit as an assistant coach, but I've never been the coach, and I won't. I'm too competitive for that, and they end up seeing a side of dad they've never seen before, you know. And so when it's on my watch, and you're responsible for the whole group of girls and how they perform, you know, then I'm pretty demanding on that. And so I've just decided I just want to be dad. I want to be their father. I want to encourage them from the sideline. Not that I always like the way that they're being coached or how things are going, but I don't interfere. And I just talk to them when they get home. I don't circumvent what the coach is doing. I have three rules for my girls, and those three are that they're going to play hard, they're going to listen to the coach, and they're going to be a good sport. They're going to show good sportsmanship. And beyond that, you know, if they hustle and give great effort and they show good sportsmanship to their teammates and their opponents and they listen to what the coach says, you know, we've got no problem. I mean, I'd love for them to be great players, and they're pretty good players, but that's not important. I don't think they're going to go on and make a living playing sports. That's not what it's about for these kids.